Round 23 of the NRL kicks off tonight. It's the grand final replay between the Rabbitohs and Penrith. He will be calling the game. One of our NRL Nation commentators, Mark Spud Carroll, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Richard. How are you, bud?
Good, thanks. One of our regular callers, Wayne, rang again this morning. He's mentioned it a couple of times. He went to school with you. Reckons you're a really good bloke, Mark.
Well, there's not many people saying that about me, but you know, I can't. The days of school, yeah, I'm a Westie. I'm from Parramatta area. Went to Grace Lanes High, Grace Lanes Primary. But it's going to be a great weekend of footy. We've only got 3 weeks to go before the semi-finals. As a kid, you're dreaming about playing the semis, and then you play grand finals, and now it's all about momentum. And I think the Rabbitohs at the moment against the Panthers. What I've seen about the Panthers last week, they're certainly missing Nathan Cleary. His kicking game's immense, long and short, but they got bashed through the middle, and I really think the Rabbits can do a number on the Panthers tonight.
And obviously Latrell Mitchell being back is a big plus for the Rabbitohs, Mark.
Yeah, it certainly is. He just adds confidence, Richard. You can tell by that back line that's so crisp. And Alex Johnson, the winger, he's scoring tries for fun, isn't he?
Yeah, yep. All right, you're going for the Rabbitohs over the Panthers. I'm with you on that one.
Yep.
The early game tomorrow night, the Cowboys take on the Warriors. North Queensland looking to bounce back after getting destroyed by the Roosters last week and obviously boosted with the return of Kyle Felt from injury. And New Zealand, they've kept the same 17 that thumped the Dogs. Should be another good game.
Yeah, it should be another great game. I think there'll be a lot of points in this game. Both got great attacking ability. I think with the Warriors, you've got to worry about the Warriors. That now they've got the license of, don't care, just pass the ball. And when they're like that, look out. But I think last week with the Cowboys, just the emotion of Paul Green's passing, it certainly took a toll on them. I think they'll be better for the occasion. But last week was really a sad week.
Very sad week. The late game tomorrow, the telly game, Broncos take on Storm. Broncos.
Good morning.
Did a job on the Knights last week, and Melbourne were all class against Penrith. Should be an interesting one. Who do you like?
Yeah, well, they haven't beaten the Storm for 11 games or something. That's quite an incredible record, and I just can't see it being any different. The Storm last week, fantastic, 16-0 against the Penrith Panthers. They just, as I said, they demoralised everyone through the middle and the outside backs like Munster, freakish. And I think we'll see a great performance by the Melbourne Storm.
Okay, early game on Saturday. Parramatta take on the Bulldogs. Parramatta's hopes of getting into the top four, obviously a big boost if Mitch Moses does take the field. I think he's still in doubt, isn't he, to play on Saturday?
I think he might be back. I think he cracked his finger, but they certainly need him. He's the orchestra of the band, as they say. And yeah, but the Bulldogs, they're playing good footy. Sure, they got a bit of a towel up last week, but you respond from getting towed up. And I think what I like about the Bulldogs, mate, they're all playing for positions next year, with Serrano now being given a 5-year contract. It's like trials every week. So you've got to go out there and perform. And I think we'll see a really good showing from the Bulldogs, but though I go to Parramatta, so I think Parramatta might just sneak in.
Second game on Saturday, Manly take on the Sharks. Your team, Manly, lost, I think it's 4 on the trot now. They won't be playing finals footy. Lost a couple of key players, Moylan and Tracy, back in the starting side for the Sharks, but they're minus a couple. Injuries, etc., a bit of a leveller for this one on Saturday.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think as you look back to that Pride round, that's what destroyed the chances of Manly for this year. They were never going to get a recover. I reckon there might be some internal dramas. That's just me personally. I'm just seeing from the outside. But Jake Trbojevic is out now. I think he's out for the rest of the year. Broke his hand. The Sharks are missing some players. We're not really talking about the Sharks, are they? They're coming second.
Yeah.
So they're what they call under the radar. And I think I'm going to have to say, I think the Sharks would be too strong for the Manly side.
All right, the late game on Saturday, Roosters take on the Tigers. Obviously, the Chooks need a win with a fight for that eighth spot up for grabs. They thrashed the Cowboys last week. They've got the same 17, and obviously the Tigers desperate for a win to avoid the wooden spoon. You'd have to pick the Roosters, surely.
Yeah, the Roosters are the team, I think, have a good chance now. If they can win the next 3 weeks, Richard, I think they're a good chance of going through the comp. I really believe that. I think you have a look at their go forward. They're just laying a platform, especially with now Lodge and Hargraves, but they've got the skill of Victor Radley, who's got a great passing game. But look at their outside backs. You've got Kiri, who's in great form. You've got Tedesco. You've got that young kid, Sawali. And then you've got Manu. I think, mate, they are a strike force the higher they get in the competition.
Here, here. Sunday, the early game, Dragons and Titans. Obviously, finals footy's out for a St George fan, but obviously looking to end the season on a positive note. The same for the Titans, who are obviously fighting to escape the wooden spoon. But toss of the coin, who do you like?
Just toss the coin. I think the Titans they'll beat the Dragons. I think the Dragons are gone.
All righty. Knights and Raiders. This is the 10th year of the Voice for Mining Family Day. The Knights will be wearing the high-vis gear. And look, looking at positives for the Knights, and there haven't been too many, the making his debut in the centres now that Bradman Beston and Ari Tuala, they've been suspended because they were late for the bus coming home when they left Brisbane last week. 19-year-old Christian Mapapalangi, I don't know too much about him, but can you remember your debut in the NRL, Mark?
Yeah, I can. It was all about excitement, but I feel the main people I feel sorry for are your supporters up there. I class Newcastle supporters as the number one in the game. They gave me hell every time I played up there, and they're just so passionate. Yeah, rain, hail, or shine, they just turn up 20,000 people. And what they've dished out this year, the Knights, has just been, mate, it's not good enough. And I think it also starts from the top. Dropping a couple of blokes for missing a bus, like, seriously. You've got to go and play for your badge, and hopefully they aim up this weekend. But I can't see that. I think the Raiders got too much form leading up to the semi-finals.
Everybody's been talking about what happened at the Delaney Hotel last week with Kalyn Ponga and Kurt Mann. Look, interestingly, a former Knights player too, Clint Newton, who's the boss of the Players Union. Yeah. He's labelled the NRL's target testing of Ponga and Mann as an unmatched breach of confidence and abusive process. What are your thoughts on what happened last weekend?
I'm not too sure. Clint's got his opinion, but at the end of the day, I just look at what happened. We wouldn't be in this position if you're the captain of the club. You go to every game. Go up there and watch your team play.
Exactly. All right, NRLW competition kicks off. We've got 6 teams this time. It's up from 4. It'll be 10 next time. But I think there's going to be some great clashes in the NRLW this season, Mark.
Yeah, I certainly believe that too, Richard. What I like about the women's game is that it's where it was probably when we were in the 85, 90s, and it was just two-man tackle. None of this bloody wrestling stuff. I can't handle the wrestle. And I hope the girls don't bring the wrestle into the game, because I want to see difference. You see the wrestle in the rugby league game with the men, but when it's women, it's great attacking footy, great tackles, leave it natural, and it'll be a winner.
Good on you, mate. Good calling tonight, and have a great weekend.
Same here, bud.
Soon. Mark Spud Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators, all the action from 7 o'clock tonight of the Rabbitohs Panthers game, the grand final replay.